North Carolina's stay-at-home order is hitting many small businesses hard. Tuesday, a group called Reopen NC is holding a protest at the state capitol in Raleigh, calling on state leaders to lift restrictions on businesses ordered to close because of the coronavirus. But there's no sign of whether Governor Roy Cooper will let the order expire at the end of the month, WFAE's Claire Donnelly reports.
Part of Pete Benson's job is setting up audio equipment for events. He says business has been severely impacted since Governor Roy Cooper issued North Carolina's stay-at-home order last month.
Obviously, there's no events, be it concert, corporate, church. That's a big part of our business. From the third week in March till the end of May, we figured we're going to be down about $300K in gross revenue.
Benson runs Benson Pro Audio in Havelock in the eastern part of the state. He also runs a retail music store called Guitars Etc.
We went from how are we going to staff all these events to what do we do with our staff? That's where we went.
Benson says he laid off several employees. He's a member of the recently created Facebook group, Reopen NC, which is calling on Cooper to lift stay-at-home restrictions by May 1st. The group had about 61,300 members as of Monday evening. Benson says individuals should be able to decide whether they want to operate during the coronavirus pandemic.
I think everybody needs to get back to work. If you're not comfortable with it, stay home. If you are, if you're good with it, let's go to work. Let's open everything back up. Let's get back to business.
He says he thinks the state hasn't seen enough cases to justify the extent of Cooper's order. On Monday, North Carolina had a total of 179 deaths because of COVID-19, the disease caused by the coronavirus, and about 6,760 positive cases. Karen Sergeant Rakers owns a picture framing business, Karen's Custom Frames, near Goldsboro. She's had trouble getting the framing supplies she needs because of the coronavirus. Sergeant Raker says she has asthma and takes the virus seriously, but she also thinks small businesses can reopen safely.
We can do the sanitation. We can do the disinfecting. We can limit how many people come into our shops so much better than the Walmarts and the Lowe's and the Michaels and places like that.
Sergeant Rakers' husband is a maintenance manager at a window manufacturing plant. She says he took a pay cut because of the pandemic, and the couple is worried about paying their bills. State Health and Human Services Secretary Mandy Cohen says it's too early to tell when North Carolina could reopen.
I think that those are the things we want to think about in the coming weeks. I think that is a weeks and not a month.
Cohen says the statewide stay-at-home order has kept the number of cases from spiking and overwhelming hospital systems. Now, she says officials need to focus on three things: testing, tracing, and trends. First, Cohen says, labs, hospitals, and doctors' offices need to expand the testing they're able to do. She says that includes using different types of tests so they aren't all using the same supply chain, and finding a way to do a lot of testing without using up valuable personal protective equipment for healthcare workers. Second, Cohen says state officials have to set up a system for tracing the contacts of people who test positive for COVID-19. And third, she says they need to look at patterns in the data.
We want to make sure that we are not accelerating cases and accelerating upwards our hospitalization. We want to make sure that we are trending downward.
Cohen says she understands people want to get back to their lives, but says officials need to figure out a smart way to reopen North Carolina that protects residents until there's a vaccine. For WFAE News, I'm Claire Donnelly.